This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. 115 NGOs and individuals ask for LANL SWICE comment extension. LANL virtual scoping meetings on September 13th and 14th. This week, 63 non-governmental organizations and 52 individuals requested that the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, grant a two-month extension of time to provide informed public comments about the scope of the site-wide environmental impact statement for continued operations of Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL SWICE. On August 19th, DOE announced a 45-day comment period. Currently, comments are due on Monday, October 3rd, 2022. In their August 30th letter, the groups and individuals asked that the DOE Secretary Granholm and her staff extend the comment period to Monday, December 5th, 2022, and no response has yet been received. The NGOs and individuals justified their extension request by noting, among other items, that the last LANL SWICE was finalized in 2008, 14 years ago. Generally, DOE conducts a SWICE every 10 years. DOE proposes that this LANL SWICE will cover, quote, approximately the next 15 years, end quote, of operations, or to approximately 2038 and beyond. DOE identified 21 issues that they plan to analyze in the study. In response, the groups and individuals declared DOE's list, quote, barely scratches the surface of issues that need to be analyzed, end quote, and created their own list. Many changes have occurred at LANL since 2008, including the proposals to increase the production of plutonium pits, or the triggers for nuclear weapons, from 20 to 30 per year, a 50% increase. This means that if the proposed expansion of production goes into effect, there will be 50% more radioactive and hazardous waste generated, more water will be used, and more emissions into the air. Also this week, DOE announced it will hold two virtual scoping meetings that will be accessible online and by telephone. At these virtual meetings, the public is invited to learn about the scoping process and how the public may provide comments on the DOE's proposed activities and any alternatives to them. The first meeting is set for Tuesday, September 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. The second meeting is set for Wednesday, September 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. To access the links, go to the CCNS website at nuclearactive.org or the DOE website at energy.gov/NNSA/NNSA-NEPA-reading-room. CCNS is working on talking points you can use as the basis for your comments. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.